Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Always so grateful for this time that we get to spend together. And so as we begin today, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it is a joy again to be able to hold your word in our hands, having our heart and our minds, our eyes and our ears ready to receive from our God those things that you want us to know about you, your Son Jesus, and your ways. And today, by your Holy Spirit, we ask that you would lead and guide us into all truth. And Lord, then empower us to live according to those true ways. And we'll give you thanks for doing so. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Faith That Works by Love. And it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6. There were those among the church members in Galatia who were convinced they needed to return to following not only the keeping of the law of God, but also the rituals within it to be righteous. The false teaching Judaizers convinced them that if they practiced these ways in addition to faith in Jesus Christ, they would be saved. Paul the Apostle has been dismantling their teachings by calling out those who deem circumcision as one of those acts of righteousness. He told them that if there was a need to returning to following the law of God and the act of circumcision, then there was no need for Jesus. However, they, nor we, can keep the law of God perfectly. So now we hope for righteousness that will be appropriated to us when we see Jesus one day. Paul goes on to say in chapter 5 and verse 6 of the book of Galatians, "For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision avails anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which works by love." Before Paul the Apostle leaves the subject of circumcision, he desires that his words are clearly understood on the subject. He begins, "For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision avails anything nor uncircumcision." It is not by the outward appearance that anyone is made righteous. Those among the Galatians who thought themselves more saved because of a cutting away of the outward flesh were deceived. The word employed by Paul is avails, which means to be strong, to have power, as shown by extraordinary deeds, to be a force, serviceable, or to be able. The idea is that neither circumcision nor uncircumcision puts a person in a better position with God. No, rather, the position in Jesus Christ is what is most important. Paul continues, "But faith which works by love." The work that is done has been completed by Jesus, and now faith works by means of love. It is the love of God which is poured out upon those who trust in, rely upon, and cling to Jesus Christ. It no longer is the outward observance of the law of God which justifies a person, but rather the love of God working by faith in that individual. The key component to begin to understand the doctrine of grace is that the work is all God's. God gave everyone a way by which they may become righteous before Him. That way is through Jesus Christ, and having a relationship with Him is the only way to become righteous. Lest we be too harsh on these misled Galatian believers, perhaps we should examine our own lives and determine whether we are relying upon any outward expression within our lives for our salvation. Do we observe certain rituals, traditions, rules, or patterns that make us feel more holy than others? Or are we dependent upon the faith which works by love that is offered by God the Father? May we all meditate upon our practices and realize that our true hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' love and righteousness. Next time, Paul will ask the Galatians who it was that hindered them. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name,